The following is a true hypnosis production. For your own personal safety, please refrain from listening to this recording while driving. We will begin now with a very clear intention for you to open your heart and to establish a few key elements that will be very helpful when you are doing this. One is to establish the seat of the witness, the observer who can feel feelings without being caught up in them. Two, to be aware of what you're focusing on, your body, the sensations in your body, the felt sense in your heart and belly, and your thoughts. All you have to do is to get comfortable sitting up instead of lying down. Your back should be straight, and you'll be learning how to feel your feelings fully without blocking them or suppressing them, and without acting out on them, just to feel them so they can transform themselves and so you can get out of the way. With your body comfortable and your eyes closed, bring your awareness to your physical body. As you observe your body, ask yourself, how does my body feel now? Not how do you want it to feel, not how do you think it should feel, but how does my body feel now? And take a big, easy breath in. Fill your lungs. And as you exhale, think, open, and observe your body. Again, breathing in, fill your lungs, and as you exhale, think, open, and be aware of your body. Once again, be aware of your body as you fill your lungs, and as you exhale, think, open. And now, just keep your awareness on your physical body. Soften your body. Practice relaxing your shoulders. Practice relaxing your chest, your sternum, your breastbone. Soften your belly. Your body has sensations. These can be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. In opening the heart, we're not concerned with what the sensation is. We're only working to open to it. So observe your sensations in your body, hot or cold, thirsty or hungry, loose or relaxed. Take another easy breath in, and as you exhale, think open, and open to the sensations in your body. Again, breathing in. And on the exhalation, you think, open. And one more breath in with awareness on sensation. And as you exhale, open. And just allow your sensations to be as they are. Softening your body, experiencing what it is in the present moment. Keep coming back to this moment. Now, bring awareness to your felt sense, space below your shoulders and above your waist. And take an easy breath in as you observe this area. And as you exhale, think open. And open to your emotions. Open to how you feel emotionally. Emotions can be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Just observe. And as you're becoming aware of your emotions, take another breath in. And as you exhale softly now, think open. Now one more time, observing your feelings, breathing in. And as you exhale, think open. And now ask yourself, how do I feel emotionally? Bring your awareness below your shoulders. Soften your shoulders and soften your neck and your throat. Just feel what's happening inside. Nothing has to change. Don't suppress your feelings and don't act out on your feelings. When your body is still, you're not expressing your emotions. And sitting here now, softening and opening, you're not pushing them down either. You're just relaxing and breathing and feeling. It doesn't matter what's happening on the outside in the world, in your life, and it doesn't matter what is happening inside, within your skin, in your sensations, in your body, or in your emotions. All you're asked to do is to observe and to be in touch with what is. Now go to your mind, bring your awareness above your shoulders, even above your throat, to observe your conscious mind. Your heart is the root of your mind. Whatever your heart is feeling, then your mind is going to talk about. If your heart is open and relaxed, and emotions are clear, your mind will be relatively clear. If there's a lot going on in your heart, you will have a lot of thoughts. Take your time and observe your thoughts. You might notice that when you look for them, it's hard to find them. However, if you keep aware, you'll notice that the voice in your head keeps talking. Just practice observing. You don't have to change it. Your thoughts can be what they are. They can be pleasant, they can be unpleasant, or they can be neutral. Just observe. Now, while observing your mind, take another big breath in, and as you exhale, think open. And let your thoughts be just as they are. And again, breathe in, fill your lungs, and as you observe your mind, exhale and think open. And make space for your thinking. And a third big breath in while focusing on the mental level. And exhale and think, open, and observe. Do not try to stop your thoughts. You want peace in your heart. You want peace in your mind. Do not control these energies. Just let them be. The waves and dirt in a stirred up pond, they will settle down on their own. You're only asked to observe. Now let's bring awareness to the one who is observing. With your eyes closed, bring your attention to the space in your forehead. There is a blue-black space in your forehead. Bring your awareness there. You're not dwelling on your body or the sensations in your body or your emotions or your mind. You are aware of your own consciousness. You might call this the soul or spirit. It doesn't matter what you call it. It is you. It is the I am presence. Not the I'm a body, not I am hot or cold, not I am happy or sad, and not that I believe this or that. Just I am. You will notice that the more you bring your attention to this I am, that it is pure peace. It is the transcendent self. It is the you who can observe your feelings without being caught up in them. It is what we call the witness or the knower. In a subject-object relationship, this is the I. I have a body. I have sensations in the body. I have emotions. And I have a mind. And this is the I. It is you as pure consciousness, pure existence. The more you move into it, you discover pure bliss. Your true self is pure, exquisite peace. Keep bringing your attention there, looking in and up to your higher self. Your lower self is body, mind, and emotions. Your higher self is the soul. And as you know yourself as soul, you are at peace. You are at peace even if your emotions, body, and mind are not comfortable now. You can be established in the knower. Keep coming back there again and again. And this is true meditation. Not meditating on the object of consciousness, but meditating on the subject. Now take an easy breath in and think, I am. And as you exhale, think, peace. Inhale, I am. Exhale, peace. Again, keep coming back to that space in your forehead. Inhale, I am. Exhale, peace. I am peace. These thoughts and your attention moving into that space are helping you know your true nature, your true self, you as spirit. Inhale and think, I am. Exhale and think, transcendent observer. I am the transcendent observer. I am the transcendent observer. You are the one who is aware of the sounds coming in through your ears. You are the one who sees through your eyes. You are the one who observes your mind. You are the one who observes your emotions. And just like a person who's drowning in water, you now climb up onto the bridge and look down at the water. Whether the water's clear or murky or stormy, you can observe it from above. So now, instead of looking up into that space, imagine sitting in that space in your forehead and looking down. Observe your body. Observe the sensations in your body. Observe your emotions and observe your mind. You are not touched or changed by these energies. You're the knower of these energies. Now, do not suppress or control these energies. Just observe. Do not act out on these energies. Just observe. The secret of what to do with energy is to not suppress, to not act out. Just relax, breathe, and feel. The seat of higher consciousness. And from that space you remain eternally free. While your heart continues to open, the energy of life will continue to show you your feelings, your physical, mental, and emotional sensations. And an open heart never blocks, never shields, never closes down or puts up walls. You remain centered in higher consciousness. And use your willpower to stay centered instead of using your willpower to push down on feelings or to be letting them out. Use your own conscious energy to stay centered. Practice coming again and again back to the knower. And every time you practice this meditation, you're practicing for life. What you're doing now, you want to practice in every moment, while walking, driving, eating, while interacting with others, you remain in the seat of higher consciousness. You imagine that you sitting up in that space of the witness, and you're letting life to unfold, and you're observing your feelings. Know that your feelings will come up, your buttons will be pushed, things will happen that will challenge you and cause emotions and thoughts to arise in the system. That's good. Let it happen. You simply do not touch it. Let it be there and feel what's happening. The divine energy within you will transform your emotions back into peace when you keep your heart open and just observe. Remember three stages here. Stage one, your heart is full of emotion and your mind is clouded, and your consciousness is totally identified with this. So you say, I'm the human being who's not feeling well. In stage two, you learn to be the witness. And then you will say, I am the soul who's observing the human being who's not feeling well. In stage two, the human being still has issues, but you've transcended that now. And in stage three, all the issues will be transformed, and you, the soul, will observe a much healthier human. You'll be able to rest more comfortably in your open heart without blocks. You want the blocks to burn away? Give them back the energy within you. Let go and let God. You not need to do a thing. Just observe your feelings and be in touch with your feelings. Not only can you observe your feelings, but you can be intimate with them. You can embrace them, make space for them, and know what they are. You should be aware of how your body feels at every moment. You should be aware of how your emotions feel. Not only are you keep opening and observing, you're in touch with what is happening. Now in the past, you may have tried to run from these feelings. Now you learn to observe them and to be intimate with them. They cannot hurt you. You are spirit. These are temporary moving energies that got trapped. And now, through this process, they're getting cleared out again. Remember to use this meditation on a regular daily basis. Keep using it until you feel you are fully established in the soul. And when you're able to sit in the witness and observe all of your feelings by keeping your heart fully open, then perhaps you'll use it less often. As you're learning this, remember, you need to hear it often. It's very easy to get caught up in the beginning. As soon as you establish yourself in the seat of the witness, never leave it. You never want to fall back down to thinking you're human. You are the spirit, and sitting in that seat of consciousness, you remain free. Now, to come out of this meditation, very, very slowly, the tiniest bit at a time, let your eyelids to open, just a crack, and look through that little sliver where the light comes in. You are the soul looking through those eyes, and you can see there is still that inner space, and you've simply opened a sense organ to allow the external world to come in to meet you, the soul. So let the external world be as it is, and let the internal work be as it is. Taking your time, beginning to breathe, move and stretch, letting your eyes slowly open. Remember to stay centered in the self. Remain conscious through all experiences and continue your day, simply letting life unfold. And you observe what happens in your heart. You do what you have to do. You go wherever life leads, and you simply feel whatever you feel. Stay open and stay in touch, and freedom is the inevitable result.